From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. What are you worth? It's an easy question to answer emotionally. Like, what am I worth? I'm worth all the money. I'm worth everything. But when you're an entrepreneur, you have to go through the uncomfortable exercise of putting an actual firm price tag on yourself, or at least your products and services. You may think that you're worth all the money in the world, but you have to come at the question from a different perspective by asking what others will genuinely pay for you. What do they think you're worth? And if it's not a lot or not enough, well, how can you make yourself more valuable? Now listen, there are a lot of ways to answer this question, and this episode is not going to be a nuts and bolts business school lesson on the differences between cost-plus pricing, competitive pricing, and demand-based pricing. If you're in need of that, may I suggest going to entrepreneur.com's Small Business Encyclopedia and looking up pricing a product. Instead, this episode is going to look at how one company figured this puzzle out for itself, because there's a big difference between hearing advice on how to price yourself and seeing what it's like in the real world. And in the real world, you'll discover all sorts of problems. And in the real world, it is best to learn from other people's mistakes, like this.
And so, you know, we sort of realized early on that we were almost pricing ourselves kind of cheap. And then we moved away from that and got a little bit more in the middle. And we realized that being in the middle is a very dangerous place to be as a new company, because you don't exactly get people who can't afford you, but you also don't get people that can afford you.
This is Sunny Bunnell, co-founder of a company called Motto. It's a Dallas-based comprehensive branding agency and has worked with a big range of interesting clients like USA Today, Wendy's, the enormous wine distributor E&J Gallo, and more. And since the company launched in 2005, it has steadily increased its pricing, though doing so forced it to frequently reconsider exactly what kind of work it does, how it structures its relationships with clients, and even what kind of company it is. It's gone from the kind of company that charged a few grand for a project to a company that can now command many hundreds of thousands of dollars a project. Because as Sunny and her co-founder Ashley learned, pricing isn't just about setting a number. It's about projecting what your value is and what you're really worth. So, how did this journey unfold and what did they learn along the way? We'll get right into it after this break. Best Self makes products to help entrepreneurs perform at their highest level, and that includes smart tools like a dry erase 13-week wall calendar. But their most popular product is a beautiful journal, which entrepreneurs can use to help organize their time, set and achieve goals, and so on. I've never journaled before, so I asked Best Self's co-founders what top tip they'd give me, and it's this. Devote 5 minutes every morning to it. You can do as much or as little writing as you want. No pressure. Just create the habit of spending 5 minutes thinking about your day, your needs, your time, and your goals. The journal helps you step back, which is certainly something that I could say I could use a little reminder to do. Find their products at bestself.co. That's bestself.co. And now onto our second sponsor. I was about to start recording this spot here for our new sponsor, ProsperWorks, but I wanted to know what someone who's used many CRMs thinks, because that's what ProsperWorks makes, a CRM. So I walked over to one of our sales guys, Jim, and I said, Jim, tell me what comes to mind when you hear the words CRM. And Jim sighs, and he says, they are so tedious. And to this, ProsperWorks says, we totally agree. ProsperWorks is a CRM company that knows CRMs are notoriously complicated and inefficient, but its software is the opposite. By integrating with tools you're already using and eliminating repetitive tasks with automation, ProsperWorks makes a beautiful, easy-to-use system that drives productivity to help you and your team sell more faster. Try ProsperWorks today for free using our link prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Again, prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Okay, let's get back to the story. All right, here we go. Let's step back to the year 2005, when Motto was hardly thought of as a brand ready to work with the likes of Wendy's and USA Today. Instead, it was just a twinkle in the eye of two childhood friends.
So, you know, Motto came from my partner and I, Ashley, met as young teens in a Chicago snowball fight back in the late 90s. And we literally grew up together, went to college together, and in our early 20s, embarked on the journey that is now known as Motto. We started our company with $250 in the bank account in a very small 14 by 14 room and literally bootstrapped our agency into working now with clients all around the globe.
And at the start, they were selling a pretty straightforward service. They would do design work, create a logo, branding, look and feel, that sort of thing. But what were they supposed to charge for this? They actually had no idea. So they did what a lot of smart entrepreneurs do. They asked around. They went to design events and industry conferences and just like literally asked people, what do you charge? What do you charge? And then they'd attend talks and jot down notes when speakers got into pricing, different ranges of services. And that was all helpful, but it also showed them just how insanely wide-ranging this industry is.
A lot of times you can get design services for very cheap. I mean, look at like 99 Designs, or even early on when we started, you know, there were people doing logos for $250. Whereas some of the bigger agencies might be in the $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 range. And then now in this world where we're combining leadership, strategy, and branding, that number goes upwards of $100,000 to $300,000. And then for the really big agencies, you might be looking at over $1 million. So for anyone that's coming into, you know, the business trying to hire a company like us, there's just so many choices and you don't exactly know where to sort of what the value really is. And even as an agency, I find that it was very difficult for us to figure out where we belonged in that scale.
But at the very beginning, it wasn't really a question. They were new to the industry. They had very little to show for themselves. And so their top priority was just getting customers in the door. They began by charging a fixed fee of a couple grand for various projects. And they'd make a logo or a website and that kind of stuff. And the way they saw it, let's just get some work, keep the lights on, and show people what we're made of. So that was 2005. By 2007, they start sensing a larger opportunity. A lot of companies were coming to them for help on a logo or some design work, but they didn't really just need that. They needed help thinking through their entire brand. So Sunny and Ashley just started diving into it. They'd take the few $1,000s for the logo work, but also just spend a lot of time at no additional cost to help these startups think through other problems in their business.
And then we had some people who say, you're not charging enough.
Which was great confirmation. Now they knew, okay, clients want this larger, more comprehensive service, and they recognize the value of it. So now Motto just had to embrace that and refashion itself as the kind of company that charges for these more costly services. And that can be a scary thing to do. Even if you think your services are worth more than you're charging, in fact, even if you know it, no company wants to chase customers away, and it's pretty much guaranteed that higher prices are going to chase at least some of them away. So how do you do it? Here's how Sunny thought through it.
In any business, you are more than the product or service that you sell, first and foremost. And so I think that you have to get out of the mindset of thinking that you are only worth what your product or service is worth. That couldn't be further from the truth. I think it's a mindset thing. First and foremost, you are delivering more than that. So if you're in business and you're thinking about yourself as more than a product or service, you begin to value what you're bringing to the table in a different way because you say, you know, I and maybe my team can't be duplicated. So you have to think about yourself in that context of what am I bringing to the table that they might not be able to find elsewhere.
That's the key to what happens next. Sunny and Ashley aren't just charging more for the same work they've always done. They're expanding the scope of their business. They're saying, hey, it's time to think about us differently. And that's what they do. They literally call up their clients and say, hey, our business is growing and now we're offering new services. We're doing full-scale branding work, not just design work. And that means charging a fixed fee, which was typically in the $50,000 to $100,000 range, depending on the complexity of the project. And this put Motto into a kind of mid-range pricing tier in the branding industry. They weren't the cheapest, but they weren't the most expensive. It felt like the right place for Motto to be. And yes, some of their clients said they could no longer afford Motto, which Sunny and Ashley expected, but it also gave Motto the opportunity to go after some larger clients.
This kind of pricing structure is very compelling for companies looking for that balance between experience and cost. So we could work with startups who weren't early stage, but they were able to take the brand investment a little bit more seriously, if that makes sense.
This worked nicely for Motto. In fact, for about 5 years, it stayed in this price range, building up its client base, increasing its portfolio of work, and of course, enjoying the increased profits that came from hiking prices. But eventually, Sunny and Ashley realized that they were facing some big new challenges in their business, and it had a lot to do with this new price range they were in.
So the challenges during that time, I would say, were that we were more vulnerable to losing a job to either a smaller competitor or a larger competitor.
Which makes sense. That's the problem with being in the middle. Lots of customers either want something on the cheap or they want to pay a premium for what they expect to be a superior service. On both sides of that divide, everyone knows exactly what they're selling and getting. But when you're in the middle, it's harder to tell your story. And perhaps for that reason, Motto was seeing another problem.
The types of people that we often dealt with in that fee range tended to be a little bit more difficult than folks who, you know, just wanted to be cheap, for example. Like, you know what you're getting into with that. But when you're in the middle, you kind of get a mixed bag. And then when you go more towards, I think, a higher price range, you're dealing with a different type of educated buyer, at least in our experience, or educated customer specifically when it comes to branding, because they're the kinds of people that their mindset is that branding is a very specific and valuable business driver to their business. And so they hold the brand very sacred.
But in the middle, so you were finding, was it like a person who thought they were sophisticated about this, but they weren't?
Like, yes, exactly.
Is that what the problem
Bingo.
Was?
Yeah. Or they're often very unreasonable about what they're asking for in terms of the scope of work that you've outlined and the fee that you've outlined. They often want to go above and beyond that, and sometimes even nickel and dime you to no end.
So what do Sunny and Ashley do? They repeat the same self-evaluation that they went through back when they were doing logos on the cheap, which is to say they looked at themselves and thought, where else can we create value? What do we do that people can't get anywhere else? And in thinking about how they were working with their clients, they had an answer.
We were instinctively going towards more of the culture and the leadership and trying to figure out, what does this company actually stand for? Let's talk about the logo later. Let's look at how you operate as an organization, how that's actually affecting your brand now. And then let's talk about where you want to go in the future and how some of these decisions that you think aren't relative to brand, which actually are.
Leadership. That's how they can do it. They were once a design company, and then they were a branding company, and now they can become a branding, leadership, and corporate culture consultant company. And this meant that instead of just working with whoever at their client is tasked with branding, they could work directly with the CEO or other executives. And importantly, this also meant that they could charge more and move into a high tier of pricing in the branding world. You know, of course, you don't just flip this switch overnight, or at least Motto didn't. They started talking to some clients about it and seeking out others and spent a couple years easing their way into this new vision.
It was certainly an evolution as we worked through harnessing the power of what we were really great at. And I think every company starts out there of trying to sort of sort out, especially if you're in a service-based business, you are trying to sort out, like, what is the value that you're bringing to the table?
Again, of course, this can be a scary transition. Lower paying clients are going to go away, and it means leaving your comfort zone, which in Motto's case meant, like, you know, a comfort zone full of problems and clients trying to nickel and dime them. But, you know, all the same, they knew how to succeed in that middle tier. But by 2012, they had built up a large enough body of work and a client base that would impress other deep-pocketed companies, and they felt like they'd firmly established themselves in this higher paying space. And Sunny said it had its immediate upsides. First of all, there's income.
So now I would say most organizations that play in our space are probably, you know, at a minimum, I would say $150,000. But, you know, we work in budgets much higher than that, somewhere in the $300,000 to $500,000 range. And then that number can go north from there.
And also, and this is really interesting, the work is just more satisfying. Not because they're getting paid more money, though that's nice, but because Motto knows exactly what it's good at now and what kind of clients it works best with. And that means it can become truly selective about who it works with. It can find clients who share its vision, who Motto knows they can be successful with. And Sunny says that makes an enormous difference.
Once you begin to know what your value is, and then you find the right audience for, to, you know, essentially to receive that, I think that it it allows you as a company to get less inquiries from tire kickers, so to speak, and less inexperienced buyers. And you start to move towards a more educated client, and you really know and understand who your audience is and the right fit.
Speaking of fits, not all of those old, lower-paying clients were bad fits. Some were great fits. Some absolutely got Sonny and Ashley's vision, and they appreciated their work. And yeah, not all of them could continue to pay, but a few actually did stick around. And that includes their very first client, their very first one, which was a dentist in South Carolina. Back then, Motto helped him create an office that felt more welcoming and less intimidating than your average dentist office.
They're still our client today, and we have far outgrown them, and they know that, and we know it. But you know, we're a company that never forgot where we came from, and you know, they call us sometimes very randomly, and they need something small, and we just do it, and don't even think twice about it because we just love the relationship, and they took a shot on us very early, and we've never forgotten that.
It's good to know where you came from, of course, but even better to know where you're going, and that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week, so to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.